From the News Center, a news focus.
PennDOT has announced that according to department data, fatalities, injuries, and crashes decreased overall after intersections at 39 spots were replaced with roundabouts. PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll said PennDOT continues to work identifying and implementing innovations and best practices in this regard. PennDOT recently reviewed data for 36 single-lane and 6 multi-lane roundabouts on state routes at intersections that were previously stop or signal controlled. The update to data released in 2022 now includes an additional 7 roundabouts. The intersections were selected based on having at least 3 years of data available before and after the roundabouts were built. Department data from 2003 through last year obtained from police-submitted crash reports and weighted based on the number of before and after years, but not for increases in traffic volume, shows that crashes involving suspected serious injuries were down by 24%. Crashes involving suspected non-serious injuries were down 51%, and the total number of crashes was reduced by 3%. Roundabouts are typically safer and more efficient than traditional signalized intersections, but they may not always be the best option due to topography or reasons like property impacts and proximity to other intersections. Roundabouts are recognized by the State Transportation Innovation Council as an innovation that has become standard practice within the transportation community. Some roundabouts are coming to Snyder County as part of the new Central Susquehanna Valley Transportation Project. They'll be opening in just a couple of years. But already on social media, citizens have begun to complain. You can actually learn how to navigate a roundabout thanks to a PennDOT video. It's on their website, PennDOT.gov, or you can visit the department's YouTube channel. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.